Matthew has given us back-to-back parables about growing stuff the last 2 weeks. So last week, we have this parable often called the parable of the sower, but I prefer to call it the parable of the oblivious gardener, because what happens in this parable is not like any actual sower I know. We heard it at the park. Nobody who plants a garden just goes out and throws seeds wherever they will, and just whatever happens, happens. But that oblivious gardener, as we read the parable, we realize the gardener's not quite so oblivious. There's some intentionality. And he's actually not the careless gardener, but the confident gardener. Because he knows the seed that he plants, even though some of it doesn't thrive directly. In fact, I wonder sometimes about those seeds that the birds picked up. They might have thrived somewhere else where the birds recast them later on, miles away. Will grow 100-fold. He doesn't seem to have a care because he knows that the seed that he plants is good, and he knows that the harvest that he'll get from it is 100 times what he casts. That careless, oblivious, maybe confident gardener is contrasted with the parable that we get this week about growing things. And in this week, everything is intentional. The farmer goes out, he puts good seed in the soil, in the place where he intends. And then, while he's asleep, weeds are planted intentionally as well. Now, on a side here, very quickly, the weeds in your garden did not get there because somebody snuck in at night and planted them. All right? Which is another good hermeneutical thing for you to know, because we don't read the Bible to learn how to grow stuff. We learn the Bible about the kingdom of God or how gardens work. The Bible is not some natural agronomy textbook. It is images and meditations on what it's like to be in the kingdom of God. And this one in particular, just like last week's parable about growing, invites us in to meditate at different moments of the story. Last week, we meditated on each type of soil after the seed is cast. This week, we're invited to meditate on the decisions of this farmer each time that there is a decision to be made. And the first meditation, of course, would be that the farmer decides to plant good seed. This farmer has no other enterprise but good seed and growth. And then the second thing, meditation, is that somebody does come in, and in that moment, in the darkness of that night, purposefully and intentionally plants weeds. And that is a moment of meditation as well, these contrasting plantings. And the thing that I think that we should take immediately from a meditation on that is that things don't get planted by accident. The kingdom of heaven is not one of these seeds or the other. The kingdom of heaven is not one of these moments in the parable or the other. It is the entire parable. And in this case, the parable starts out with two very purposeful plantings. Good is planted on purpose in the world. And however you want to interpret it too, in this image and meditation on the kingdom of God, evil is planted on purpose in the world as well. And there are lots of ways to take that, but it is not an accident. And there's lots of suffering in the world that's caused by chaos and accidents that's not intentional, but there it is to be separated from that which we suffer in the world because people make intentional evil decisions. And that's where this parable starts. Everything in this parable, as opposed to the one before about growing stuff, is on purpose. But then he walks it through because the plants start to come up, and immediately these folks that work for this farmer can tell that it's not all the same stuff. They can tell that the good seed is growing this type of plant and the bad seed's growing this other type of plant. And they do what any good gardener should do. This is why I'm not a good gardener. They want to go out and pull the weeds. And they go to the householder and say, "We got to get these weeds out of here. How are we going to harvest this later if we let them stay?" And so here they are growing together. They're definitely distinguishable from one another. They're so distinguishable that a person could pull them out. And this, I think, brings us to a third meditation on the story, which is the weeds in there are not meant to be camouflaged. And the weeds in there are not meant to take out the whole crop, as we'll find out in a minute. The weeds are meant to go in and reduce or diminish the harvest of the good seed that was planted. So when you think about evil that way, it's not coming in to run roughshod over all the good that we do, but the intentional bad seed that is planted is meant just to take out the seeds that are close to it that would do good. It is meant to just reduce and maintain and hold back the harvest of the good seed. Which brings us to the meditation that we have of the farmer, which the farmer says, you know what? If you pull up any of those weeds, you're going to end up pulling up good stuff too. Leave it alone. Then the farmer now makes an intentional choice to say, like, you know what? I know it's in there. I can tell it from the other stuff. But if we pull it up, that little bit, even though it's not going to reduce, I'm still going to have a crop at the end, but it will reduce it. Maybe not even a lot. Maybe just a little. Says, don't pull it up right now. Because if we pull it up right now, that's going to reduce my profits at the end of the age. So that does. It grows up. And this is one of the hardest meditations, I think, of all in this parable, is that it's not that it's hard to tell what's good and what's bad sometimes, and it's not hard to, like, figure out, like, we could take some out. But it's hard to say that this good stuff here gets to thrive right next door to this bad stuff here. And because we don't want to lose not one grain of the good stuff, we'll let the bad stuff grow too for a while. And then there's a meditation at the end of this parable where everything does get harvested. They come through and they cut it all down, and because they've let it grow, they can really tell it apart. And because it's fully matured, they can sit there, and though it might be a lot of hard work, it's probably way more hard. This is why we weed our gardens, because it's easier to take it out when it's in the ground than it is when we've collected it all together. And I'm sure those people that work for the farmer are like, you know, this is hard work. I got to take these stalks. I pulled up a big wad of them, and I've got to put this in this bundle and this in this bundle. He said, well, we're going to do it. We've let it grow this long so we can keep all the good stuff. Put the bad stuff over here. In this meditation, where they separate it out, it teaches us how to tell what's good from what's bad, when maybe we're not agronomists and can't tell which plant is what in our garden. And that is, good stuff has fruit that can be stored and will last, and bad stuff cannot last at all. The difference between the good in the world and the evil in the world is that good will persist, and evil, regardless of how it has grown up right alongside of good, will not. When you think about the decisions that you make in your lives, when you think about the choices that you make for the activities that you want to participate in, when you think about the motivations of how you treat other people, the ways that you choose that have lasting effect, that is the measurement of what is good. And the things that you choose that will only last for a season until the harvest comes and it's separated out, those things are worthless. That's why weeds are weeds. It's not because they don't grow. It's not because sometimes they're not attractive. Weeds are weeds because they have no use for eternity. And that is why evil is what it is. So in this parable of growing stuff this week, there are lots of moments to sit down and to think. And there are lots of ways to conceive of the way that the kingdom is ordered. But we certainly can know this. It is not by accident. And it is not by just pure coincidence that good and evil grow alongside one another. It is that God is trying to save all of the good, because it will last and the evil will not. Amen.